It's time for your Stanley Security Solutions Locker Talk.
How are you going to deal with the short week?
I think, just cram a little more. I think it's, advantageous that, for both teams that we've played each other already and maybe have a sense of, but again, it works for both, both teams in that sense. But, it's my first experience with it, so I'll definitely try and get a sense from the coaches and some older guys of, how to best approach it. But I think, a little more cramming. And a little just sped up process.
Second time you kind of see a team.
Mm-hmm.
What do you remember about that first Jacksonville Jaguars game? Just kind of taken to this one.
Yeah, no, a very tough, hard-nosed team that very disciplined. Defensively, I thought they did a good job of creating turnovers. We turned the ball over a couple inopportune times, and so we know it's going to be a tough test down at their place. Tough division game.
Andrew, on the touchdown to T.Y. Did you see the corner coming from the other side or not? Did you just put it up there?
I did not. Yeah, I did not see him. I figured there was a guy there just by the structure of the defense. But at that point, I sort of had trust in T.Y. to go up and make a play.
And he did.
He did a phenomenal job making the play.
Well, you're not one of the guys that kind of harp on records, but, do you sit back and think about 433 yards? That's a pretty impressive feat for an afternoon.
It's nice. Just glad it came with a win. That's what makes it good.
Despite all the pundits and preseason predictions, here you are midway through the season and everything. All your goals are still right there in front of you. How do you assess where you guys are and where you can be?
I think we're on the right track. Obviously, it's nice to have a winning record and, maybe in the hunt for the playoffs. Obviously, we've got a long way to go. We realize that, and it starts with, this quick turnaround, this Thursday game down in Jacksonville. So, that's where our focus is, but I think we're on the right track.
The ability to win close games. What has it done for Lachlan's confidence, for the ability, the believability for what this team can accomplish?
Yeah, I think it's big. And obviously this, this franchise knows how to win, and Robert Mathis, Dwight Freeney, Reggie Wayne, they know how to win. And I think, so relying on them and as young guys, myself included, learning, in those close games, learning how to close them out, is big, not just this year, in the future for guys' careers. So, but it's been good for us.
Andrew, I assume you don't get preoccupied with payback. Jansen was a game that really got away from you. Is that just overblown? You owe him one?
Yeah, I think it's, I'm not too big in that whole business. It's another game and a chance for us to get a win. I know they'd love to get a win as well, so it should be a hard fought, tough nose, good football game.
I've seen a lot of numbers.
Mentally and physically going into the short
week. Yeah. Obviously, first experience with it, so I'm learning, as I'm going. But I think it's all sped up process. We get in the training room a little earlier, a little more to flush, the kinks out. Mentally, obviously, it's more of a crash course. I think it'll be maybe a little later nights. Not so much free time, but it's a good deal, and looking forward to it.
You talked to any of the veterans who've been through a lot of these Thursday night games about preparing, or is there anybody that you rely on?
No, absolutely. I have, and I'll continue to do so this afternoon, this morning. And, from what I've heard so far, you really have to dedicate these 3 days to football, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, not much free time, really cram because it is so much quicker. And then you've got to force your body to adjust. I think you get used to sort of, be feeling sore certain days and then, being at your peak on a Sunday and making sure you're at your peak on a Thursday.
How long does it take? Well, you're a young guy, but how long does it take before you feel normal after an NFL game?
It's nice being 23 years old, yeah. So, no more than a couple days. I feel for some of the older guys in the locker room, but it's just nice being young, I guess.
Of all the numbers over the first 8 games, is the victory total the most important to you?
Yeah, the victories, I think, have been great. If we continue to cut down on turnovers and put touchdowns on the board, hopefully those will keep coming.
The quarterback's supposed to lead the team. How do you grade the quarterback midseason at this point?
Myself?
Mm-hmm.
I think what they say, C is average, so I'll give myself a C.
How much do you black up the fanfare about you after yesterday's game?
I don't watch too much TV. I don't, read too many papers or blogs or what have you. So it's not hard to stay focused. Obviously, it's great to feel the support from the city. What an electric atmosphere, yesterday afternoon in the stadium. And I love playing in front of the fans. But it's not hard to focus on what we need to do because, you know, our goals are attainable and this is, you know, bigger than you know, ourselves.
What is the standard you hold yourself to? I mean, a C seems, you know, from the outsider perspective, people would say, hey, C, what's the standard that you say, well, I'm only average at this?
I think a perfect, you know, grade would be if you won every game and didn't have any completion, no interceptions. So we'll keep working until we get to there.
You keep the play alive. I thought it was interesting that your two-yarder at the end that got you over the top of the record, you had the two guys draped all over and it was like a shot, but your mindset about keeping the play alive with one long response?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, it's as a quarterback every now and then, you know, guy's going to break free and, you know, it's up to you to maybe make a guy miss and get the ball to the open guy. And I think our O-line does a great job of, you know, continuing to fight, even if they get beaten, giving, you know, the quarterback a chance or myself a chance to get the ball out. And receivers do a great job, I think, of maybe seeing me under duress and adjusting their routes to accommodate that and getting open maybe quicker or push, or, you know, getting doing whatever. So credit to those guys.
And T.Y.'s ball, just throw it up there and make a play, give him a chance to make a play. That's what he said.
Yeah, it was. You know, I had a lot of faith in him. He's done great all year practicing in the games, and, you know, phenomenal play by him.
Andrew, where do you feel like you've made the most progress in the first 2 weeks?
I think just situational football, you know, being aware of different situations in the game, you know, when to take a shot, when not, when to maybe, you know, throw it away. And that's something I've still got to get a lot better at, but situational football.